It's The Treatment. I'm Elvis Mitchell. With The Treat, first-time Oscar nominee for Best Actor Colman Domingo, star of the biopic Rustin. His thoughts on how the poetry of a legendary playwright have never left his bloodstream.
Hi, I'm Colman Domingo, and this is The Treat. I always go back to Shakespeare because I think, you know, just the way Shakespeare can tell a story with one line or build upon a story is always beautiful to me. I did this Midsummer Night's Dream many years ago at California Shakespeare Theater. When I was a young actor coming of age in San Francisco, I just would stay in rehearsal rooms that I wasn't even called for, because I was fascinated in how to use this language. It was something I wasn't afraid of. I was like, it was learning something that I knew would have a great impact on me. And I was tasked with Lysander, one of the lovers. With Shakespeare, once you memorize it, it's in there. It's just in there. My Mercutio monologues, you name it, all in there. But there's one in particular that goes, it's about love and about the highs and lows of love. For aught that I could ever read, could ever hear by tale or history, the course of true love never did run smooth. But either it was different in blood, or else misgraffed with the respective years, or else it stood upon the choice of friends, or if there were a sympathy in choice, war, death, or sickness did lay siege to it, making it momentary as a sound, swift as a shadow, short as any dream, swift as the lightning in the collie night, that in a spleen unfolds both heaven and earth, and ere a man has power to say, behold, the jaws of darkness do devour it up. So quick, bright things come to confusion. It's that confusion of young love. These two are thinking about love and the costs of love. And is it available? But also the brightness and the quickness of it. And then sometimes how it goes away. That stays with me because I think it's such a complicated thought and theory about love and the possibility of it. They mention war, death, or sickness in the middle of this fantastical world of being in the forest. But that's what I love about Midsummer in particular, because you have to go into the forest and into the fairyland and to come out and emerge again anew. There's fairies sprinkling things, or really bringing out what's actually buried inside, you know, through these, you know, hallucinogenics. It says a lot. I'm like, oh, I guess they were dropping acid back then. But that's fantastic. But it's fantastic because it's like how we have to be willing to go into, you know, Miyazaki does that. You have to go into these fantastical places to find out the truths about who you are and come out again and renewed.
Playwright and actor Colman Domingo. He's nominated for Best Actor for the title role in the film Rustin on the staying power of A Midsummer Night's Dream. Past treats such as Ethan Hawke on a performance that he never got out of his head at the archive, kcow.com/thetreat. A moment's exposure to a moment that became an obsession and how those obsessions led to a lifelong pursuit of creativity. From artists of all endeavors, it's The Treat. And it's The Treatment, produced and edited by Rebecca Mooney and mixed by Katie Gilchrist. We wouldn't be here without help this week from Laura Kondarajan and Hope Rush. To better days, everyone, I'm Elvis Mitchell. It's The Treatment.